But next, we're going to hear from Christy Stotts on the power of homeowners associations. Christy is a shareholder in Winstead's Real Estate and Development Group and co-chair of their Planned Community and Mixed Use Practice Group. Her practice is focused on real estate development. She represents developers in creation, administration, and termination of condos and master planned communities and represents public and private builders. Let's welcome Christy.
Good morning. So, as I said, I am co-chair of our Planned Community Mixed Use Practice Group at Winstead. And Winstead is a regional law firm with offices throughout Texas and core practice areas in real estate and real estate development. And so I've had the opportunity to create a number of planned communities, master planned communities, and typically represent developers in their creation and administration of owners associations. And so I was asked to talk about the power of owners associations. So in 1970, there were only 10,000 community associations with 2.1 million residents in the U.S. Today, estimates indicate there are 369,000 community associations in the U.S. with 77.1 million residents. So over a third of the housing in the United States is in a planned community. So I know lawyers love audience participation, but I just would like to see a show of hands. How many of you live in a place where you're a member of an owner's association? Quite a few. So owner's associations are established to administer residential developments of all sizes, from master planned communities to small two-unit condominium regimes. You might think of in Austin, the Miller redevelopment or Steiner Ranch or some of the high-rise condos, 70 Rainey, Austin Proper, The Independent. All of these have owners associations that are established to administer these planned developments and to administer a community governance system. So the lawyers are typically drafting community governance systems with the principal goal of creating unified, functioning planned communities. And if you practice in this space, you'll know the statutory law on creating planned communities isn't that, there's not that much. We have Chapter 202, 207, 209 of the Texas Property Code, and Chapter 82 for condos. But a lot of it is a best practices practice. And so when you're asked to draft community governance documents, you really have to think about all the stakeholders who are going to be involved in reviewing these community governance documents and administering them. And frankly, they all have sort of different needs. So you have the developer who's going in and creating the planned community. And obviously, they are doing this to realize a profit. You have builders who are going to be going into these planned communities, and they want to ensure that their product can be built and that they know what their costs are going to be, what their monthly assessments are. Ultimately, owners will be living in this planned community. They'll want to understand what the rules and regulations are. And the planned community will ultimately be administered by a board of directors who's going to need to understand how to administer the planned community. So a typical community governance package is going to include a declaration, certificate of formation, bylaws, rules, design guidelines, and various other policies that will be recorded. So the primary community governance documents, whether it's condos or non-condos, is the declaration. It's really the power and control document. It's going to subject the property to restrictive covenants. It will provide for the establishment of a mandatory owners association to administer this planned community, and it will mandate that all owners are mandatory members of the owners association. It will give the owners association the authority to adopt rules, to levy assessments. It will give the association lien rights to secure payments of those assessments, and it'll typically provide for a process of approval of improvements. So in Texas, the owners' associations are typically formed as nonprofit corporations under Chapter 22 of the Texas Business Organizations Code. And the certificate of form.